Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. Today's show is for September the 25th, 2010. I want to invite all our listeners to stay tuned for Common Sense Revisited coming up in the at the noon hour. I want to thank Darren Weeks and Govern America, who's on every morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. And I want to invite and I want to say thank you for all his listeners tuning in. And we've been talking with John in Tennessee, I believe. And our show today is about unity. And, you know, we can see just how, you know, the powers that be, the insiders, the bankers, the lawyers, the corporate Indian chiefs, have all benefited from the disunity that they have encouraged in the population out here. And how they've created this master-slave relationship, and how they've taken over the indoctrination system, the public fool system, and how they've dumbed down all Americans so that they don't even know what kind of country they live in. They know nothing of the law. And with that said, I'm going to go to our next caller here. Lark in Texas is on the line. Lark, how are you this fine morning?
Hey, good morning there, Phil. I see that you've been watching the football games and so forth. I know it's hard to get away. It's a fall tradition.
You know, I find my body kicks in. You know, I've been running and jogging and, you know, working out in the morning, working out. It's like I'm in 2 days all of a sudden, you know. My body is just, you know, programmed for it.
How's your knee?
Well, you know, I'm missing a couple of ligaments there, but I don't have a lot of problems with it. So, although it moves around, you know, quite a bit, it doesn't bother me much.
I've broken my right big toe for about the third or fourth time in my life just recently. It's just, it's funny. But then I haven't been to a doctor in 35 years.
I can remember when I played, I always had at least one broken finger.
Yeah, I know. That happened to me when I was a kid, when I was athletic. I was always breaking something, mostly in my fingers, in my hands. Listen, the reason I called is because I, too, have been concerned about this word unity. I sent you an email, by the way, just a moment ago.
I'll have a look if I can find it here.
Regarding George Washington's surrender.
George Washington's surrender.
That would be the subject.
Uh-huh.
You know, there was a book that was available in the Library of Congress called The Legions of Satan by Jonathan Williams, written in 1781. And as I have read on the internet, whether it's true or not, I can't say, but it disappeared from the Library of Congress during the Reagan administration. And in that book, he reveals a secret about American history that most people, most Americans alive today, simply are not aware of. And it concerns a quote by Cornwallis.
And I'm looking at it here. You want me to read it?
Please.
General Cornwallis revealed to George Washington at the end of the Revolutionary War that a holy war will now begin on America. And when it is ended, America will be supposedly the citadel of freedom, but her millions will unknowingly be loyal subjects to the crown. And then General Cornwallis went on to explain what would seem to be a self-contradiction. Your churches will be used to teach the Jews religion, and in less than 200 years the whole nation will be working for divine world government. That government that they believe to be divine will be the British Empire. All religions will be permeated with Judaism without even being noticed by the masses, and they will all be under the invisible, all-seeing eye of the grand architect of Freemasonry. And with that said, we've got to go back to another word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Wow, man, you know, this is just incredible that even the people, you know, who are doing this to them because of the way it's structured, I'm not sure that they really know, but that General Cornwallis knew that a holy war would begin the minute that the revolution ended for the, the minds of the American people and for our country. And of course, if anybody knows about Albert Pike, you know, he dreamed of three world wars, and it doesn't sound like it was a dream, but you know, he was a Mason and he knew exactly what the plan was, and here we are on the precipice of what I believe has already been started, this third world war, the Muslims versus the Christians, and we can see that everything that he said is absolutely true.
You know, I've always asked myself, even if I was to consider that I was a non-Christian, could I trust the powers that be if I was somehow led to believe that I needed to sign up for the U.S. military and fight a foreign enemy and to be trained to kill people I did not even know, nor did I even know where the authority came from that caused this particular war in the first place? And so it gets back to your subject line today of unity. And I have to ask myself, what is more important, the unity of the man or the unity of the country, or the unity of the collective, if you will. And I have to say to myself, well, the first thing that has to be unified is a man's thinking about what he is, what he isn't, and his place in the world, and what is it. And he also needs to separate his wants from his needs. Because if a person was to determine, first of all, what he needed just to survive, to ensure his well-being, well-being described as being able to live from one day to the next in relative comfort without dis-ease, settling it within his mind because he felt insecure. The whole point of unity is, in my view, to eliminate fear as much as humanly possible. It's to erase doubt as much as humanly possible. And to get past the idea that somehow I am constantly needful. If I can satisfy my needs, those things which keep me alive and ensure my well-being from one moment to the next, from one day to the next, from one year to the next, then I can begin to become unified within myself, because I will have separated my wants from my needs. Wants are mere desires. Those are embellishments. They're adornments.
But that TV tells us every day, I want her life. She got a new washing machine. You know?
That
materialism is going to make it all better.
And
you know, this is the moral philosophy that we're being taught every day in our school. You know, this dialectic, this Hegelian dialectic materialism. We've talked about it before.
Absolutely. And then, too, when we talk about consumers or any kind of labels that people try to hang on to us without our permission, we have to ask ourselves, well, did we not accept the contract? Did we not accept the premise and therefore bite the bit? I mean, who is it that decided that I was a consumer? Well, I don't consider that I'm a consumer any more than I consider that I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, I'm an American who thinks it's a good idea to go and kill Muslims thousands of miles away in a foreign land.
Or communists in Vietnam, or communists in North Korea, or, you know, communists in Cuba, or, you know, any other label that we could put on them. And of course, remember the axis of evil, you know, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, Somalia, and Libya. Boy, those are the only banks in the world, or that's the only countries in the world that don't have a Rothschild-controlled central bank. I wonder why they're the axis of evil.
That's right.
They're the only ones that won't comply with the Rothschild banking. We know what happened to the czars in Russia when they wouldn't allow the Rothschilds to put their central bank in Russia. They made a point to kill the entire family.
Well, you know, the world that we live in today has divided people into two classes. There's the producer, and then there's the consumer. Now, producers no longer have real, true private property or ownership of private property, because what happened is the state has forced all...
They've created a trust. They have legal title to everything, and everybody has equitable title to it.
That, and also, too, through those through that corporate trust, they have decided in their infinite wisdom that because you fancy yourself a producer and or an employer, then you have to form a partnership with that trust. And because you're receiving benefits and privileges from that trust, you in effect become a partner of the state.
In a form of credit, yes, absolutely.
And that's how they have reeled in the so-called conservative Republicans into accepting what I call the communitarian agenda, because what they have become in effect is corporatist fascist. And we know that fascism is really, it's the other side of the coin, which is communism. And that's why
Karl Marx said it many times that, you know, communism would take different forms in different countries, but the 10 same principles would apply universally. And the most important of those 10 planks was the central bank. And we can see that every nation in the world that has a Rothschild-controlled central bank is a socialist, communist, fascist country.
And I submit that this was indeed the great work for which the Freemasons, which were originally set up with the erection of the first temple in England in 1717, this has been the great work for this colony known as the USA, mm-hmm. at least in our territorial denomination. It was the same for the rest of the British Empire, including the so-called British Commonwealth of Nations that we know of as today is the largest voting bloc within the United Nations and the most powerful voting bloc within the United Nations.
Well, I mean, Cornwallis says it. He said millions will unknowingly be loyal subjects to the crown. And, of course, everyone thinks of the crown as being the king of England. But the crown is not the king of England. The crown is the king's corporation. And the corporation limits the king from liability. And the crown hires and supports and manages the British Accredited Registry, the bar association that makes all the laws and rules worldwide. And this is how the king controls, through his corporation, the crown, laws around the world. And you're right. You know, they've set up the United Nations, and they dominate it with their vote.
And the Crown Corporation, it must be remembered for the benefit of your audience, is actually the sovereign. It's the sovereign. The Queen of England has to gain permission to even enter the temple, so-called, the inner temple of the Crown. And, of course, since the early 1800s, the Crown has been in control of the Vatican banks. And that means that the wealth of the Vatican, the wealth of Queen Elizabeth and her and the Guelph family is, in fact, controlled by the Crown Corporation, which, of course, also controls the United States still to this day.
Of course.
Anyway,
our colony. We were set up as a colony. And, this whole 14th Amendment thing after the Revolution has converted us back from being sovereign state citizens to being 14th Amendment citizens, slaves, under this corporate constitution for the United States, not of the United States.
Well, you know, there is an alternate view of history that the U.S. Constitution was created by the Masons. With the collusion of the Society of Cincinnati and people like George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, and Benjamin Franklin, because they knew that they had to come up with a way to satisfy the war debt. You can find this information out by simply looking at the Treaty of Paris that ended the Revolutionary War.
Absolutely.
Where you can read this alternate view of history, and there's, I'm sure, many sources, but there's a ebook you can read online called The Tribes and the States. And it addresses this.
I'll have to take a look for that. The Tribes and the States?
Yeah, it was written by a guy named William James Sidus. And you can find that at Sidus.net. And Sidus is S as in Sam, I as in Ivy, D as in David, I as in Ivy, S as in Sam, Sidus.net. But you could also find it just by doing a search for the Tribes and the States. So, I thought since you're from Ohio, that would be of interest to you, because, of course, there's a statue to Cincinnatus, the Roman dictator, formerly the consul of ancient Rome. And George Washington was actually likened to Cincinnatus.
Well, let's keep that in mind. Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnatus, the dictator of Rome. And with that sound, we have to go to another break and another word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we've been talking with Lark here in Texas, and just took an aside here to talk about the tribes and the states. And before I go on to my next caller, Lark, any lost thoughts? Or
Well, just to tie it back into your topic of unity, again, I posit this for us to reflect upon. And that is simply this. Do we want to be unified as an individual, or do we want to be unified? Do we want to bring forth unity in a collective estate? Well, I would suggest, and as I try to posit in an earlier e-message I sent out to yourself and others that are broadcasters here at Republic, in an email entitled Rebirthing American Freedom, is this. I submit that we need to be more concerned and most concerned in this present day time with the unity of ourselves. We need to decide what it is we need and separate those things from our wants so that we can rebuild the foundations of our lives, because it's clear that the foundations for our lives, for many of us, myself included, has been torn asunder and kicked out from underneath us. And please, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And then just you know, then to look at the words that are put forth in that email, words like producer and consumer. Have we not considered alternate words in the vocabulary like prosumer and conserver? And we need to understand that many words have more than one definition. If we're a free man imbued with free will, then surely we have the option to be able to define these words for ourselves and to suit ourselves.
Well, and in reference to that, you know, every free man in this country remains a free man for about one day until he's registered with the Commerce Department. Lark, thanks for your comments today, and thanks for all the information that you send me on a regular basis. Believe me, I do read it, but I can't always comment on all of it. And, of course, you know, it's just... there's so much information out there today, and this is one of our problems, is this information overload. But with that said, let's go to our next caller out here and give him a minute. I believe Giovanni in Texas is out there waiting.
Yes, Phil.
Hey, Giovanni, how are you today?
Very, very good, Phil. Good morning to everybody there. And I would like to say thanks to this show's and RBN, which is have really opened my eyes and opened my mind now to different things every day. I'm totally hooked on this.
Yeah, the rabbit hole is quite deep when you start going down it, isn't it? And there's all kind of stuff out there. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, I have one of these Droid phones, and I really discovered this, and now I have it all programmed in RBN programming. It's really rooted in my phone. Okay. Phil, I just wanted to say sports, which it is a way that the system designed to keep us occupied and then give us the fake victory of winning something which is in reality is not. We think that we win something, but then there's nothing there. And the players get the money, the players get everything, but we think that we're getting something, but we're not. But it's okay. That's according to everybody else who wants to see it that way.
Well, remember what I said earlier about civil law coming from who? The Roman Caesars. And so, you know, professional football and baseball and basketball and television, you know, this is the Coliseum. You know, these are the gladiators. This is the distraction out there to keep you from noticing, you know, how the tyranny is progressing and progressively stealing your rights. You're That's absolutely right. It's just a three-ring circuit.
That's right.
But embedded in that three-ring circus is all this disinformation. You know, it's like in the quote here from, from Cornwallis that I just read. You know, the churches, you know, even the Catholic churches are teaching you the Jewish religion. You know, they're not teaching you what they're supposed to be teaching you because, of course, it's illegal for them to talk bad about the government. Why? Because they're all 501(c). They're all registered and incorporated with the government. They're not allowed to say the real truth. They can only, you know, everything is censored.
That's right. I also wanted to say something else that I came from the Dominican Republic when I was 14. I was brought here by my father, which came here a long time ago, and I know how to live as a third world country status person. There's nothing that this government can throw at me that I cannot handle, seriously. And
well, if you hear that music in the background, yes. Giovanni, that means that we have to go back for another word from our sponsors and take a commercial break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
And welcome back. I'm your host, Bill Pozderek, and you're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. And we've been visiting with Giovanni in Texas, and the subject for the day today has been unity. And I can assure everyone that if we know not our destination, our time of arrival is in serious doubt. Yeah. So without unity in the answer, the solution, the cure to what ails America, there's no hope of actually arriving at a solution.
Yes, that's right. Okay, I also want to say the best way to fight the system, which I also discovered here when I moved here from Jersey to Texas, which is way better from over there. I discovered Dave Ramsey. I have become debt-free, but my mortgage, and I'm starting to see a little more freedom, and I'm starting to be more, how can I say, smarter with my money, and it's incredible. So I want older people also to apply that to themselves, because that seems to be one of the biggest problems, you know?
Well, and this is the whole point, is that, you know, in synagogue, you know, Jewish people are indoctrinated in the system of money, and they're taught about usury, they're taught about interest, they're taught about money. In the Catholic religion and these other religions, you know, usury is illegal. Gambling is, you know, against the law and Sharia law. Insurance is unthinkable, you know. Insurance, according to Sharia law, is gambling. So you would never see, you know, Muslims in the insurance business, supposedly. You would never see them in the banking business. You know, they would make, you know, a point to, you know, you would borrow a certain amount of money and agree to pay back a certain amount of money on specific time, but there would never be an interest rate calculated into that because interest, you know, payments on money is the way to enslave the world. Debt slavery is exactly what you're talking about. And, of course, without an asset-based currency, how can you get away from debt slavery when everything that you think of as money, and again, this goes right back to the Talmud, this is their control mechanism. The Federal Reserve has taken over, you know, the issuance of the currency, and the currency is debt. And, you know, the system works on debt slavery.
Exactly. Okay, Phil, one more question or a point that I want to throw out there. Okay, Phil, I am a U.S. citizen. But my question is, I'm really reading a bit more about a state citizen becoming a state citizen. How is it going to be possible if I actually want to pursue that? How can I become a state citizen, but coming from another country? I believe I have dual citizenship. I have the citizenship from the United States, and I have the citizenship of the Dominican Republic, which is one that I don't really use my Dominican passport. I don't even know where it is. But
You have signed up to become an amendment, a 14th Amendment citizen. You know, you've changed your nationality.
Exactly.
And so, in order to, you know, change your nationality again, you would have to expatriate from the United States. And there's an administrative process that is, you know, available to you through the Congress that you can do certain filings and swear certain affidavits and change your status. Now, I mean, the most comprehensive site I know that can tell you how to do this is if you'll go to freedom-school.com, and there's a lot of information on it there. If you'll search there, Lee Brobst and Eagle Eye, or Eye of the Eagle, excuse me. He has a bunch of excellent work there. If you want to go to packinlaw.org and order L.B. Bork's book, The 14th Amendment, it explains how to do this, and he has a service where he actually does this for you. If you want to go to Freedom School and search the name Jerry Kirk has a 26-week course online at Freedom School with his accompanying radio show, and it explains how to get out from the jurisdiction of the United States. And in his case, he has become an attempting servant of God, and this is a foreign jurisdiction to the United States. He abides only by the laws of the Creator and His Son, Jesus Christ, Yahweh. And, so again, these are three or four different people who have actually, you know, as I like to think of it, we've gotten outside the bars where the tiger of the United States is held. Before we were in the cage with the tiger, now we're outside the cage and the tiger can't maul us anymore.
Yes,
and so,
right.
Again, it's a matter of changing your status citizenship. A fourth site I might give you is Sir Richard McDonald's site on state citizens in California. So okay. if you'll search those names and go to, you know, freedom-school.com, I think all four of those people have researched the law and understand how to get out from under the jurisdiction of the United States and how to get out from underneath the Internal Revenue Service, et cetera, et cetera.
Perfect. All right. Hey, Phil, thank you very much. Thank you very much for all this information that you have given me.
Yeah, it's you know, you still have to know the law in order to do it because, you know, in order to unhitch you have to probably go to court one time. And so if you're going to defend yourself in court, you're going to have to know, you know, how the system works and really understand the law. And once you do that, then that really does free your mind. And that's what I'm about. That's where I'm trying to head. I'm trying to get out of debt right now so that I can go there. And with that said, let's go to our next caller who's been holding a long time, Robert out there in Nevada. Robert, are you still with me?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Excellent. How are you today?
Well, I'm a fairly new listener. Just this week I discovered Republic Broadcasting, and I'm really enjoying it. And I heard you make a comment about JFK and the money and everything else, and I just thought if I could impose upon you with a personal testimonial, so to speak, and it might be redundant to some, but I wanted your listeners to hear this, is early in 1998, I was staying with friends in Staten Island, New York, and I took the trouble and the time. I'd read so much about it to personally go to the Council on Foreign Relations, Pratt House, get their literature, everything. But the highlight of it was I went into Manhattan one day, and I was looking around Wall Street. And I said, oh, this kind of makes sense. You got the stock exchange directly across the street is Chase, you know, Rockefeller's, this and that. But the point I'm making is, bear with me a second, is I walked up the street to that massive building, the New York Federal Reserve, branch of the Federal Reserve System. And I walked in, the place about like a model lamb, with one guy, I think, been sitting there since they opened. And I said, how do you get any literature on this? And I'll go through the metal detector and take the elevator to the top floor. So I walk in, there's like these offices, and this young man races over. It looks like he just got out of school with an economics degree or something in his hip pocket, first job. And how can I help you? And I said, well, I want to get some literature. And they had two big walls of literature. So I was playing kind of dumb, and he said, well, this is good, and this is good. And I said, well, you know, I read somewhere you're a privately owned bank. And he goes, oh, yes, sir, we are. And I said, well, I also read somewhere, is this true that you buy the money? How's that work? He said, oh, yes, sir, we pay about $1,000 per million just to cover the printing cost. And, you know, he went on and on and on. So I played ignorant, and I said, wow, do you have any, this place is fabulous. Do you have any tours of this place? And he goes, oh, those are reserved for groups like high schools and this, that, and the other. So I cajole and oh, come on, man. This is my first time in New York. And I pleaded and whined. And he says, well, go ahead. Come back at 1:30 and I'll put your name down on the list. Bear with me a minute. This gets better. So at 1:30, I'm standing there, and there's a group of high school kids with look like two teachers, and then two new people met us. They're almost like tour guides at an amusement park, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they took us in the elevator, groups way down, I don't know how far below. We went in this room, saw a video of how they handle the money at some secret location, Rutherford, it's automated, blah, 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 propaganda. But then, before you get your little plastic capsule of shredded money, once we left the video, we went to the vault, and they showed us the gold and everything. And none of these kids or teachers are asking a question. So I kept raising my hand, trying to get them to think. I said, who's all this gold belong to? Well, oh, most of this is stored for, like, foreign governments, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But then we come to the best part. After you leave there, there's a map of, like, the world spread out, little lights flickering, and these two tour guides go, well, now you know, kids, that do you know how much money moved through the Federal Reserve System in fiscal year 96, 97, or whatever, right before that, because this was 98? $600 trillion. So my hand flies up in the air. None of them are asking questions. I said, well, you know, the young man upstairs said you're privately owned. Oh, yes, sir, we are. I said, well, if you're privately owned, you must be in the business of making money. Well, we're more like a quasi-nonprofit. I said, well, great, how's that work? Now, they made this classic statement. This is the drum roll. Well, sir, everything above and beyond our operating cost goes back to the government. And I said, well, my brain's a little fuzzy, but if you charge 0.5% to handle $600 trillion, that's about $6 trillion. And if it costs you, you know, I don't know how many billions, let's say, I said, and you gave back $2.5 trillion to the government, where in the hell's the money go? we could pay off the national debt in a couple years, so where's the money go? And they looked at each other, and the one said within earshot of me is that in the manual? So the point is, I'm trying to get these kids to think. I'm going, how do I set up a racket like this? You put
where you can pull a pen out of your pocket, write on a piece of paper, make $100 million, hire your own lawyer, get him elected to the Congress, have him make a monopoly rule for you too.
Is that the sweetest deal there is? I mean, they're buying for $1,000 per million, and they're paying with funny money to get the money. But here's what I also found interesting, I didn't know, is they go through the laundry list of what all the Federal Reserve handles. Cash, food stamps, actually, the program goes through them because it's money, considered money. The Treasury is nothing more than like a Kinko's. They're just printing it. The Federal Reserve actually pulls the old bills out and shreds them. They direct deposits go through them, so if you got direct deposit, they know your every move. Food stamps, the list goes on and on and on of what they handle.
Well, so Robert, let me give you a remedy under the law. Now, if you understand how the United States government creates money, what they do is they make a bond. They print a pretty picture on it. They put a number on it. They slide it across the table to the Fed. The Fed gets them then to print the dollars associated with the bond. Then they sell the bond in the market, and they promise whoever buys the bond that they'll get interest on the money. And this recirculates the money back into the system. And so you, as an individual, should know that under current American law, that international bills of exchange are currency. They are legal tender in the United States. And what an international bill of exchange is a promissory note. And so any American citizen can pull out a pen and a piece of paper and make himself a promissory note. And that is legal tender in the United States. And he can discharge all his bills with that legal tender. And, of course, most international bills of exchange are intended to be used, you know, to move goods between different economies, different countries. But there's no reason that I can find under the remedies allowed to us to discharge debt why any individual could not just start issuing promissory notes, and when a note comes due, issue another one to pay for it, and keep on creating more and more and more debt in his own name, just like the federal government does, to pay their bills. When the 30-year, T-bond comes due, what do? Well, they have a sale, and they sell a new T-bond, and they,
issue a new one.
That's it. Well, you can do the same thing. It's called International Bills of Exchange, and there's the United Nations Convention on International Bills of Exchange. It's about a 40-page document. You can go out there on the Internet. You can look it up, and you can discharge debts with promissory notes. I don't understand why people in business can't use this, you know, for all their trade credit, you know, to buy all their products, to pay all their bills, and to have all the credit that they want, just by issuing these international bills of exchange.
Let me ask you a question, sir. I've done a lot of reading over the years. Actually, the guy that first put me on this in college, but I kind of blew it off because my mind was somewhere else, was Dr. Chatfield in Money and Banking said it. That's where I first heard the Federal Reserve is privately owned, and, of course, I wouldn't pay him much attention. But I passed a course, but wouldn't pay him much attention. I recently read, out of all the readings I have done since, a book I found by a then-congressman, I think it was Voorhees, V-O-O-R-H-I-S, and the book was written circa about 42 or 3. Oddly enough, he was quite the socialist and member of the party or whatever, but he was a sound money guy, and there was a comment he made in there, and I'm still trying to research, a Section 16 of the Federal Reserve Act or something of that effect, is he made the comment in there that these are merely banknotes, and that in that section, if you personally go to Washington or a Federal Reserve branch and demand real money for it, they have to exchange it. I thought, well, I wonder if that's still in there. They've since pulled it, but I don't know if that was reference to gold certificates or what, but
It does say, my understanding now is that you can go to the bank and ask for lawful money, except nobody at the bank knows what lawful money is. Now, my understanding of lawful money is that treasury notes are stretchable. See, people have forgotten that when you sign a check and you deposit it in the bank, that you can qualify your endorsement. So, for example, if I get a check from you and I want to deposit it in my account, I sign my name and I write for deposit only. That's a qualification. And you can qualify your check in lawful money. And sure. Lawful money cannot be fractionalized by the system. They can't expand it. Your money would be then held in treasury notes. But I hear the music again. We're coming to the end of our second hour. Time flies when you're having fun, and you're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. Thank you, Robert.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their ass, we are celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We are gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We are spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August, to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Every day is the weekend, I stay up, so I sleep in. Every day there's a reason, I just do it all over again.
Welcome back. You've been listening to Positively Unconstitutional. And time does fly when you're having fun. We're down to the last 5 minutes of the show here. I want to say thank you to our caller, Robert. And I agree with Robert about money and interest. If, there was, $600 trillion transacted through the Federal Reserve System and the federal government, charged them 0.5% on money creation of this, you know, $600 trillion in thing, that would generate, you know, $3 trillion a year to go into the treasury after they paid their expenses. And you know, it's just ridiculous to think that you know, one class of people can create money out of thin air, lend it at usury, at interest, enslave the rest of the world with this debt, and you know, then the people, you know, who have to work out here, whose labor, you know, is converted into this, you know, this debt money. You know, it's very simple. The financial system could pay all taxes, and there need be no taxes on people. There need be no IRS. There need be no income tax. You know, business tariffs and, you know, a tariff on the creation of money by the banks, all it would take. But I want to read the rest of the quote from George Washington that Lark gave us earlier, and I'm going to end the show with that quote. And the quote goes on to say, all religions will be permeated with Judaism without even being noticed by the masses, and they will all be under the invisible, all-seeing eye of the grand architect of Freemasonry. And indeed, George Washington himself was a Mason, and he gave back, through a false religion, what he had won with his army. General Cornwallis well knew that his military defeat was only the beginning of world catastrophe that would be universal, and that unrest would continue until mind control could be accomplished through a false religion. What he predicted has come to pass. A brief sketch of American religious history, and we have seen Masonry infused into every church in America with their veiled phallic religion. Darby and the Plymouth Brethren brought a Jewish Christianity to America. Masons Rutherford and Russell started Jehovah's Witnesses. Judaism, which is now worldwide with their message of the divine kingdom. Mason Joseph Smith started Mormon Judaism with its Jewish teaching of millennialism. At the turn of the 20th century, there appeared the Schofield Bible with a Jewish interpretation of the prophecies. With wide use of this helpful aid, all American churches have silently become synagogues. We now have Baptist Jews, Methodist Jews, Church of God Jews, apostate Catholic Jews, and many Protestant Jews throughout America. We are aliens in our own country because of false religion. All are praying for divine deliverance into that divine government which Cornwallis knew to be the British Empire. A false religion has been used to deceive us into allegiances to our enemies of Yorktown and Bunker Hill. No, not a gun has been fired, but the invisible and malignant process of conquering America with the Jews' religion has gone on unabated. The Union Jack has been planted in our hearts with religious deception. All has happened legally, constitutionally, freely, and completely with our most sacred trust, our churches. Religious deception is painless inoculation against truth. It cannot be removed from the conscious with surgery, yet it is the motivator of our actions and directly controls our lives. And with that said, we're to the end of the second hour of Positively Unconstitutional. Stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited. Thank you all, and goodbye.